Rough House stalls out of the gate. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The new GOP majority unable to elect a new Speaker of the House after three rounds of voting Tuesday.
Kevin McCarthy says there is no circumstance where he drops out of the Speaker's race. He says he's looking for 11 votes to give him one more than Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries. On all three ballots, Jeffries received unanimous support from Democrats. Most Republicans support McCarthy, though a group of largely far-right members has been enough to keep McCarthy from the speakership. The holdouts say they've demanded McCarthy name more conservatives to certain committees and grant commitments on legislation.
Fox's Rich Edson at the Capitol. The House can't do anything until the Speaker is selected, frustrating several Republicans, including Florida's Michael Waltz.
We have to hold big tech accountable. We have to get to antitrust. We have to reform the FBI that's become highly politicized.
The House will reconvene at noon for a fourth round of voting.
Amen.
A vigil outside Buffalo's Highmark Stadium Tuesday for DeMar Hamlin, the Bills player critically injured during Monday Night Football.
DeMar still in critical condition at a Cincinnati area hospital just a day after going into cardiac arrest during a primetime game against the Cincinnati Bengals, having his heart actually restarted on the field by medical officials before he was taken over to UC Medical Center for treatment.
Fox's Kevin Cork. The NFL says the suspended game won't be resumed until after this weekend's games. The State Department calling on China to be more transparent about the current COVID-19 outbreak and the origins of the virus. A Chinese official has called travel restrictions imposed by the U.S., Canada, Japan, the U.K., Italy, and South Korea unacceptable. Food and Drug Administration has completed a rule change that will allow abortion pills to be delivered by mail in the U.S., except in states that have limited access to them. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Accused cryptocurrency fraudster Sam Bankman-Fried pleading not guilty Tuesday to federal bank fraud charges in the collapse of his cryptocurrency trading firm.
There was one new concern that surfaced when the government asked the court to change some of the bail conditions. They brought up a series of crypto transactions that are tied to digital wallets associated with Bankman-Fried. Bankman-Fried actually became agitated. He slipped a note over to his lawyer, Mr. Cohen, who stood up and said, Mr. Bankman-Fried did not make those transfers. But the judge, Judge Kaplan, sided with the prosecutors and did make some changes to the bail conditions, barring Bankman-Fried from moving around any company assets.
Connell McShane of the Fox Business Network. Brian Koberger, accused of killing four University of Idaho students in November, agreed in a Pennsylvania courtroom on Tuesday not to fight extradition to Idaho for trial. Now, a judge in Idaho has imposed a gag order on the case. The police in Moscow, Idaho, say that means they cannot share any more information with the public or the media. Amber McLaughlin apologized for the murder of an ex-girlfriend in 2003, moments before she was lethally injected on Missouri's death row Tuesday, becoming the first transgender inmate ever executed in the U.S. Southwest Airlines trying to make peace with some of the passengers whose holiday travel plans were wrecked.
Southwest has started to hand out 25,000 frequent flyer points to customers affected by its holiday meltdown. The bonus miles are in addition to ticket refunds and reimbursement for expenses. They also came along with a note from Southwest Chief Executive Bob Jordan saying that no amount of apologies can undo your experience. The airline hasn't disclosed the number of passengers affected by nearly 16,000 flight cancellations. Southwest says the bonus points are worth more than $300. However, the value will vary based on factors including trip distance and demand. and Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.